At 7:40, it's time for the Hope Sports Roundtable, brought to you by Lighthouse Title Group and Googs Pub and Grub. And to welcome our guests today, here's the voice of Hope College Athletics, Ron Weatherby. Ron?
Well, thank you, Gary, and good morning, Holland, and welcome aboard, Coach. You're in a very good mood this morning. I'm looking forward to this.
I'm always in a good mood.
Ball game against Trine tomorrow, and they're the Thunder, and you may get a little thunder tomorrow as the weather report is for some more rain. So far, you've been pretty lucky.
Yeah, it's been pretty good weather weeks for us. Even last Saturday, we thought it was going to be a little nasty, but turned off. It was a beautiful night. We had a great crowd there, and sorry we didn't get to shoot the fireworks off, but it was pretty windy during the day.
Well, this Trine Ball Club is a little bit hard to figure out. They were predicted to be in one of the spots out there for second place, but they lost a couple ball games early on, and right now they're trying to fight their way back and get into contention. So never know what's going to happen down there.
Well, they started off 3-0, so that looked like they were on a run, and now they've lost their last four games in a row. They're 0-3 in the MIAA. That's more games than they lost in a three-year period when they had their good run of the championships.
Well, they've got a number of people back from last year's ball club, and the only person I see really that would make the difference in this type of scenario is the quarterback, Andrew D. And I'm questioning probably his ability a little bit as he's got to lead this ball club.
Well, they lost the All-American quarterback who really made the thing go for them, and I think D's coming on, but he's still not quite what they had in the past.
Well, that offensive line could be they've got a couple guys on there that I don't think I'd want to face. They could put two tackles in the ball game, 1 6'7", 321, and the other one 6'7", 340. So a couple fair-sized men.
There's more than two guys on there that you wouldn't want to face, okay? But those are just the two biggest ones. They are big up front. They've done some things on the ground and through the air. Kalamazoo beat them in week one of league play, which was kind of a shocker, and then they lost to Albion. And their third loss was to Adrian. So, they're battling. They've got a couple tough games left, and we just got to go down there and take care of business tomorrow.
Lots of teams in the MIAA have a couple tough games left. Hope is right in the middle of an MIAA championship race that is as close as I can remember in years. Albion was kind of a sleeper, 3-0. Adrian 3-1, Hope 3-1. These last two games for Hope College and three games for some other league schools are really important.
Yeah, we thought last week it would get narrowed down to three front runners and actually went back up to four. Olivet shockingly upset Adrian at Adrian, which doesn't happen very often.
That had to be the biggest MIAA upset in 10 years.
That was a big one. It was a 4th-and-19 play. They threw a fade to the end zone and beat them on the last under 11 seconds to go in the game. So just a huge win for Olivet. But we thank them because that that helped us get back into the hunt.
And now that first place Albion team, 3-0, has got a play that
they play Olivet tomorrow. They
and
play
then Adrian.
And then we have the bye that week, and then we get to play them at our place the last week. Yeah. So the thing's falling into place the right way, but bottom line, we have to take care of business tomorrow.
I knew you'd come back Trine, and I imagine that your players have heard nothing but Trine this week and do not think about last game of the season before you beat an always tough Trine team.
We can't afford to look ahead. It's Trine. They've had a pretty good run here. So, there's lots of reasons to beat them. But, this really is the championship game for us. We have to win this game to get to the championship play, and that's what we've stressed this week.
You got your outstanding sophomore punter with you, Dean DeVries. Dean, I imagine you haven't heard anything about Albion, the last game of the season. It's been all Trine this week, right?
Oh, yeah. We've been focusing on Trine the whole week. I mean, there's really been no talk about Albion until we take care of Trine first.
You're the punter for the ball club, two times MIAA Special Team Player of the Week, averaging how many yards per punt?
This year or in those games?
This year.
This year, right around 40.
40.
Yep.
How many punts a day do you take?
Ugh. Depends on the day. I do a lot of punts before practice, probably 30 of them. And then during practice, I try to stretch and work on my drop. So probably around 40.
What do you mean when you say work on your drop?
Well, with punting, that's really the most important part about it. It's your drop is how you drop the ball, essentially. And
there you go.
So You just got to set it out on the table, basically.
Don't throw it down. Don't let it go off to the side.
Nope. You don't want anything going off the side.
How do the coaches teach you when you're on your opponent's 40, you have a short punt. You don't want to kick it into the end zone.
Nope.
What do you aim for the corner? Do you try to put backspin on it? How do you do that?
Well, most of the time it's dependent on the wind at the time of the game. If the wind's blowing one way, I try to go with the wind. And most of the other times, I just try to kick it as high as I can at that point because I know I can get I have the leg to get it down to the 10. I just got to kick it high enough for my guys to get down there.
And make the coverage.
Yep.
Do you have a 35-yard punt? Or do you hit it less hard?
I try to drop it from a higher spot.
Okay, so it's in the drop.
Yeah.
And in the angle of the punt. Then you try to kick it higher.
Exactly.
Not a lower, just like a different golf club. You put a lower trajectory or a higher trajectory on it.
Exactly.
Ron Weatherby and I talk about you often in that special team about how the athleticism you've shown. I mean, punters oftentimes, sometimes you're deep in your own end zone and you don't have the full distance behind the line of scrimmage. Sometimes you have to take distance off your punt when you're punting towards your opponent's end zone. Sometimes you get a bad snap that you have to jump up and cover. You've shown great athleticism this season.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I was a running back in high school, so I have a little bit of athleticism, but
Grand Rapids area, what high school?
Granville.
And what sports did you play in high school?
Baseball, a couple years of basketball and football.
Three sport athlete.
Yep.
You came to Hope College because?
Actually, I really liked the atmosphere. Of course, I wanted to play football, but the atmosphere that I was in was great because, I mean, on my visit here, I came here and I really had visited no other schools yet, and it blew me away, everything about it. The coaches, the players that I met, just the whole atmosphere of Hope College.
Well, I think the coaches really appreciate what punting does as far as field position. And field position is very, very important to coaches as to what they're calling, what defenses they're calling, all this kind of stuff all depends on field position. And the punter is a guy that gives the offense frequently good field position.
Yeah, no doubt. It's nice to switch field positions every once in a while because it helps out our defense tremendously. So if I can pin them deep as much as possible, it's going to help out Coach Ricketts the best.
Coach Ricketts take you out for coffee every once in a while?
No, I'm not a real coffee
takes
lover,
but room once in a while.
Yeah, takes me to the weight room every once in a while. Day. So yeah.
Yeah, he's interested in what's happening out there with that defensive unit, isn't he?
Oh yeah, yep. Yep, no doubt.
Well, the Hope College Flying Dutchman looking forward tomorrow afternoon. It's games at 1 o'clock down at Angola, Indiana. Trine will be sitting there waiting for the Flying Dutchman to come in. So we wish you well.